so, Lord. Let's turn to the Word of God again this morning.
那我们现在开始看神的话语。
We're still on our series, This is War.
我们还是在讲这是一场征战的系列。
If you did not join us last week, I urge you, go back and listen to last week's message.
如果你上周没有来听的话，我建议你可以回去听一下我们之前的讲道。
It is part of God's word for us as a church family, and it helps us. He gives us what we need. So please go back and listen.
所以这是神给我们教会作为一个大家庭给我们一起的信息，建议大家都可以回去听。
Last week we spoke about powerful peace.
上一周我们讲到有力量的平安。
And today we're going to continue with powerful peace, but we're changing our focus a little bit.
我们这一周还是继续讲有力量的平安，但是我们会把注意力转一点，又转一下。
Be aware.
我们要来警醒，小心。
So here's where we started last week, Psalm 46.
诗篇四十六篇是我们上一周讲到的。
Both Old and New Testament is God's word to us.
神的旧约和新约都是对我们所说的。
Usually, New Testament gives us the doctrine.
新约圣经给我们很多的教义。
Old Testament usually gives us pictures and examples.
旧约圣经给我们很多画面和一些榜样。
But both fit together.
但是两者都是可以合而为一的。
And there's no contradiction.
是没有矛盾的。
And so we take both parts and put them together.
所以我们把新旧约合在一起看。
Most of us benefit from pictures and examples.
有很多人我们是很受益于看到画面的。
And the Old Testament really helps us with that.
旧约就可以在这上面帮到我们。
So Psalm 46 verses 1 through 3 give us both the doctrine, the truth, and the picture.
诗篇四十六篇一到三节给我们既看到画面又能学到教义。
So this is where we started last week.
这是我们上一周开始的地方。
Here is truth, the first part, truth that God gives us about himself.
这是上帝给我们启示有关他的真理。
I do not care. I do care. It does not, let me change it. It does not matter what people say to you.
不在于别人对你说什么。
It does not matter what the enemy whispers to you about God or your circumstances.
不在于仇敌对于上帝和你的环境对你说了什么。
What matters is what God says to us.
真正重要的是上帝对你说了什么。
That is what is true.
这就是真理。
And we have to fight to receive and to hold on to what is true. Yeah.
我们要来征战，要来持守神所赐给我们的真理。
The enemy really attacks in that area.
仇敌就是在这一块上常常来攻击我们。
So verse 1 is the truth.
所以第一节是真理。
God is our refuge and strength, a helper who is always found in times of trouble.
神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们患难中随时的帮助。
Now there's the truth.
就有真理在里面。
Look at the last part. Look at the circumstances.
在最后一部分看到这个情况是怎样。
Though the earth trembles, the mountains topple into the depths of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with its turmoil.
地会震动，群山会崩塌入海，海浪翻腾，山岳摇动。
So in your life, as a child of God, here is the truth of God that comes through His Word.
在作为神的子民，那神把他的话带着真理赐给我们。
Against that, opposed to that, are the circumstances of our lives.
相抗衡的是我们生活中所经历的难处和困境。
We're in a storm.
我们在风暴当中。
The world is in uproar around us.
这个世界都在我们周围翻腾。
The doctor gives a report that crushes our hopes.
医生可能会给我们一个让我们心灵击碎的报告。
Relationships appear broken that cannot be repaired.
有一些无法修复的关系破碎。
children, husbands, wives are so far from God.
孩子或者丈夫或者妻子与神的关系很远。
What will you do?
那你会做什么？
How will you respond?
那你怎么样来回应神的祷告？
Circumstances that you cannot control.
你的环境不能够被控制。
And the truth of God's word.
神的真理赐下来。
Verse 2.
第二节。
Therefore, we will not be afraid.
因此我们不惧怕。
Yeah. It really is just that simple. Everything around us very often is against what God says and who God is.
就是这样简单，我们的环境常常是跟我们说的是神，与神相对相反的。
And the enemy is always at work to get you and me to react to what's going on around us.
仇敌常常就想要控制我们去直接对环境做反应。
The reaction may be fear.
我们的反应可能是恐惧。
Or panic.
可能是慌张。
The reaction may be doubt.
反应可能也是怀疑。
God, can you really do this?
神啊，你真的能做这个吗？
Which was the testimony that we heard.
Yes, 就是刚刚听到我讲的见证。
Because it looks so impossible.
因为看起来真的是不可能。
The reaction at times may be anger against God.
有可能反应也是对神愤怒。
God, you could. Why aren't you?
神，你本可以这样做，但你为什么不做？
And we can very easily and quickly blame God.
我们很容易就来抱怨神。
And when we do that, the devil wins.
当我们这样做的时候，仇敌就赢了。
And so here's our, here's this passage that we've got to take into our hearts and memorize.
我们要往心里去记住的一段经文。
He is our refuge and our strength.
他是我们的避难所和力量。
He is the helper who's always found in times of trouble.
他是我们患难中随时的帮助。
Therefore, we will not be afraid.
因此我们不用惧怕。
It's all there in that.
都已经在这儿了。
Now, we looked at that last week when we talked about Daniel.
我们上周还看到但以理的故事。
We saw that's the stories in Daniel 6.
我们在但以理第六章看到。
And we just a very, very quick reminder. Remember that there are in Daniel 6, Daniel is 80 years old at this point.
但以理这个时候已经80岁了。
By the way, we welcome our friend Daniel again this morning. This is Daniel.
欢迎我们的新朋友。
And we have another Daniel upstairs. We have two Daniels at Lighthouse. Yay!
Amen. Lighthouse 也有两个但以理。
And remember that these jealous men who have a lot of power trick the king into making a law that cannot be changed.
记得这些很有权势的人，他们设诡计，让神设了一个不能够被更改的法律。
What does Daniel do?
但以理做了什么呢？
Here is what's going on around him.
这是但以理所经历的环境。
But Daniel knows God.
但是但以理认识神。
He goes home.
他回去。
He gets down on his knees and prays.
他跪在地上祷告。
And he gives thanks to God.
然后他感谢神。
Did you think that thanksgiving and praise is just a little thing that we're supposed to do on Sunday morning when Chris and Stephen and Panina lead us in worship? Is that what you think?
你觉得祷告和赞美和感恩只是我们星期天早上随便做一做的一件小事吗？
That's what the devil wants you to think.
这是魔鬼想让你这么想。
And when we sit or stand in church or we're at home and we don't praise and we don't thank, the devil is winning.
那不管我们在哪儿，当我们没有感谢，没有祷告的时候，其实仇敌就赢了。
Daniel prays and he's asking God for help.
但以理祷告，求神帮助他。
Now jump forward in the story.
继续往故事前面看。
He's been thrown into the lion's den.
他被丢在了狮子笼里。
I wonder what's going on in his mind.
我就在猜想，但以理他脑子里会想什么呢？
Maybe we were thinking that the king, because he loved us, was going to change the law.
有可能他在想国王很爱他，所以国王会改变这个法律。
We were praying, God, those bad people that are jealous of me, get them, God.
我们可能会祷告那些嫉妒我的人，神啊，求你去惩罚他们。
Well, that's how I pray sometimes.
就有的时候我是这样祷告的。
What he perhaps prays for, what we think should happen, does not happen. He's thrown in the lion's den.
他想要发生的没有发生，他是被丢在了狮子坑里。
Now look at this and really get the picture, because you know, God is a wonderful word artist.
因为大家知道神是一个艺术家。
He paints a picture for us.
他描述了一幅画面。
He has to, the king has to put the signet ring and the ring of his nobles so that Daniel's situation, look at these four words, might not be changed.
王在那个法律上盖上自己的印，所以这个没法更改。
Have you noticed that before?
你注意过这个吗？
God's underlining. It's impossible.
神在强调这是不可能的事情。
How many of you are in or are praying about impossible situations?
有多少人在为不可能的事情祷告？
You are in a situation that's just as impossible as this.
你也在经历跟这个看起来一样不可能的环境。
And the devil wants you to think,This is impossible. I cannot be saved. It will not change.
仇敌就是想让你觉得这个不可能，不可能有人能救你。
But what happens?
但是发生了什么？
God sends an angel and closes the mouths of the lion.
神派他的使者。
Lions, plural, lions.
封住了狮子们的口。
And what does Daniel, what does it say?
他说什么呢？
It says that Daniel was lifted from the den.
他说是但以理被
No wound was found on him
从坑里拉上来一点伤也没有
Because he had trusted in his God
因为他信靠他的神
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
Psalm 9:10
诗篇九章十节
Those who know your name will trust in you Because you have never forsaken those who seek you Lord
认识你名的人必依靠你耶和华啊你从未撇弃寻求你的人
That's a really short review of last week's message that we spoke on for about 30 minutes or so
这是我们上回顾上一周的内容
Peace the peace that God gives us is powerful peace
神所赐的平安是充满力量的平安
And one of the works of the enemy the lion is to roar andDevour your peace.
仇敌就是像狮子一样要吞噬我们的平安。
And then we look to the New Testament.
然后我们再来看新约。
But I want to remind you of these four things.
但是我要提醒大家四点。
Here is how we fight this battle, and here's how we win this battle.
这是我们怎么样来进入这场征战，怎么样来得胜。
Know your God.
首先你要认识你的神。
Because what did it say in Daniel? Because he trusted in his God.Right, he trusted in God.
但以理因为信靠他的神，才没有受伤。
Recognize how the enemy operates.
你要认识到你的仇敌是怎么样工作的。
Know the spiritual weapons that God gives you to fight.
你要知道神所赐你的属灵的武器是什么。
Use them,
并且来使用它。
These are the four things that we need to know.
这是我们需要知道的四点。
And so the part of the New Testament that fits with the story of Daniel is in Philippians. It happened in the city of Philippi, and then Paul writes about it in Philippians 4, 6, and 7.
在腓立比书四章六到七节里面也说到保罗所写的。
I want us to see that these are the powerful weapons that God gives us when the enemy comes against us.
这是当我们受到仇敌的攻击的时候，神所赐我们可以拿起的属灵的武器。
If you think Thanksgiving is just something that the pastor tells you to do, the devil will devour you.
如果你觉得感恩只是牧师教你的一点该做的小事的话，这个仇敌就会来吞吃你。
If you face hard things and you worry, 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 the devil will devour you.
如果你遇到难处你就焦虑疑虑，那仇敌照样会来吞吃你。
In your storm, if you're not getting close to God and spending time with Him, the devil will devour you.
如果你在风暴当中没有跟神花时间相处来亲近他的话，仇敌也会吞吃你。
you and I, we've got to know what God gives us that we might not be devoured by the devil.
所以我们怎么样不被他吞吃呢？就是我们要知道神所给我们的武器。
He's like a roaring lion.
仇敌是像吼叫的狮子。
How are you going to stand against a roaring lion?
那你怎么能在吼叫的狮子面前站立得住呢？
God gives us tools.
神给我们工具了。
He says that they are powerful.
他说这些是有力量的。
They are not might, they are mighty.
他是大能的。
It doesn't depend on what you think about yourself.
不在于你对于你自己有什么看法。
It doesn't depend on your physical strength.
不在于你的力量有多少。
It does not depend on how you feel.
不在于你感觉怎样。
It depends on your God.
而在于你的神。
And how you pick up the weapons he gives you and how you use them.
而在于你怎样拿起他赐你的属灵武器站起来征战。
I do not want you to be devoured by the devil.
我不想被仇敌魔鬼吞吃掉。
And so Paul says,
所以保罗说,
do not be anxious about anything.
应当一无挂虑。
How many of you have been anxious and worried about things, and it just devoured you.
我们有多少是被自己的思绪烦乱所困扰的？
It just eats you up inside.
它会把你慢慢吞吃掉。
You can't sleep.
你可能不能睡觉。
You can't focus.
不能注意力。
You start having anxiety attacks.
有的时候有焦虑。
You can't, you isolate yourself. That's very common, right? We isolate ourselves.
你把自己孤立起来。
Okay.Please understand, I don't want anyone to feel condemned or I'm not pointing a finger. I want us to understand that.
我不想让大家觉得自己是被定罪的。
But what I want us to see is this is how the enemy goes after you.
但是我想让大家看到，这就是仇敌想要攻击我们的方式。
And God gives you tools to fight against the enemy.
神赐给我们武器，站起来征战。
Don't be anxious about anything.
应当一无挂虑。
Because if I'm anxious, I can't think about God.
当我焦虑的时候，我可能就想不起神了。
If I'm worried, I'm not thinking about, oh, God's a good God, and He's helped me before, He'll help me now.
如果我很担心的时候，我没有办法想起神以前帮过我，他现在也会帮我。
Now, Bobby McFerrin had that song that was really popular way back when, right?
有一个很久以前的人有一首歌很流行
是很久的
很久很久以前
What is that song? Joshua, what is that song?
是什么歌呢
Don't worry Be happy Right? That song I'm so sorry Is useless
这首歌是完全没用的
It's useless
是没用的
If you were part of our summer fun days, that's the same as the story I was telling, Miss Smiley Cheer Up.
这就像我们在暑假活动讲到的那个微笑小姐。
God gives you something better than that.
神给我们的是更好的。
God says, when you have anxiety, instead do this.
神说，当你焦虑的时候，你就这么做。
In everything,
在一切事上
in everything, if you're worried about it, then take it to God.
如果你感觉到忧虑，你就把它拿到神面前。
Not just the big things.
不只是很大的事。
What does God say?
神说
What would you know, I don't usually do this. In what? What does the word? What's the word? In everything. In everything.What do we do in everything?
在一切事上
by prayer and petition,
接着祷告和祈求
with thanksgiving,
和感谢
present your request to God,
把你们所要的告诉神
That's right. So here's the whole package in everything,
在一切事上
prayer, that word prayer actually includes worship, includes worship.
祷告也包含着敬拜。
Petition is when you're asking for God for something specific.
祈求就是具体的跟神求。
With thanksgiving.
借着感恩的心。
Why thanksgiving?
为什么要感恩?
So the other day, I was climbing my mountain, sweating, of course.
我前两天在爬山出很多汗。
And I was praying for my mother.
然后我为我的妈妈祷告。
And I started worrying.
然后我开始担心。
Because some of the tumors that the doctor removed are cancer.
因为有一些移除的肿瘤是有癌症的。
And the big tumor that he removed, he believes it's cancer and it's aggressive. That's what he said.
有一个除掉的大的肿瘤是恶性的。
That's what the doctor said.
这是医生所说的。
So I really appreciated Jocelyn's testimony this morning.
所以她很欣赏我刚刚的分享。
And so I looked at Philippians 4, 6, and 7 as I was sweating and climbing the mountain.
然后我在爬山的时候我就在想这一节经文。
And I thought, what can I thank the Lord for?
我就在想我能感谢神什么呢？
And I remembered that in my mother's life, when she was a young mother in Singapore,
我记得在新加坡的时候我妈妈还是个年轻的妈妈。
And I was a small child.
我还很小。
Before my brother was born, my sister's older than I am.
在我弟弟还没出生之前。
Dad was away on a missions trip in Malaysia.
爸爸出去在一个事工当中去了马来西亚。
I still remember this.
我还记得。
I remember mom asking my sister and me to pray for her because she didn't feel good.
我记得妈妈让我和姐姐一起为她祷告，因为她身体不舒服。
What we found out later was this.
我们之后发现的是
Mom was having a heart attack.
妈妈是得了心脏病。
There are no heart attacks in our family.
我们家族是没有心脏病史的。
Mom was a young woman.
妈妈是个年轻的女人。
What was this heart attack?
这次心脏病是什么呢？
It was an attack of the enemy.
是仇敌的一次攻击。
We prayed.
我们祷告了。
In the U.S., in the middle of God, God told a woman to pray for mom and said to the woman, it is her heart.
在美国神也直接让另外一个姐妹为妈妈祷告，为她的心脏。
God saved her life.
神救了她的生命。
And later a doctor found that in fact she had had a heart attack.
之后医生才发现她当时是得了心脏病。
So as I climbed the mountain and sweated,
然后我在爬山出汗的时候，
Philippians 4, 6, and 7.
腓立比书四章六到七节。
God, you saved mom from a heart attack.
神感谢你，救了妈妈在那次心脏病的事件中。
She was dying.
她本来是要死的。
You saved her life from a heart attack.
你救了她。
Some tumors are no problem for you.
肿瘤在你也不是大事。
Save her from this in the name of Jesus.
照样奉耶稣的名来拯救她。
Thank you, God, for your salvation.
谢谢你给她的救恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Now that's what we do. I'm not that great, but that's what we have to do.
这就是我们必须要做的。
God gives us weapons and tools to stand and to fight.And we've got to use them, brothers and sisters. We've got to.
神赐给了我们属灵的武器，我们就要拿起来使用。
It is not enough that we come to church every week.
我们每个星期来教会是不够的。
We sing songs of worship.
我们唱赞美的诗歌。
It is not enough that we read a chapter or two every day.
我们一天读一到两章经文。
And that we know these things about God.
我们只是了解有关神的信息。
The Bible says we take up these mighty weapons that God gives us.
我们要拿起神所赐属灵的武器。
And we use them.
然后我们要使用它们。
And they defeat the devil.
他们就能够击败仇敌。
You think prayer is a little something that you do on Sunday morning or just before you go to sleep?
你觉得祷告只是你星期天或者是睡前的一点很小的事情吗？
Prayer defeats the enemy.
祷告是可以击败仇敌的。
You think thanksgiving and worship are just something, well, I got to do it because God says I should worship him.
你觉得感恩和敬拜是我该做因为神说要做的吗？
Praise defeats the enemy.
我们的敬拜和祷告是可以击败仇敌的。
And I want to encourage you again, praise not just in your heart.
我要鼓励大家不要只是在心里面赞美神。
Praise in your heart, that's good.
在心里面感谢他是好的。
But praise out loud too.
但是还要开口来赞美他。
Because the devil doesn't know what's in your heart.
因为仇敌不知道你心里在想什么。
But the devil and his demons hear you when you say, "Thank you, God, for saving my mother's life."
但他能够听到你，当你说感谢主拯救了我妈妈的时候。
Your praise defeats the enemy. defeats the enemy.
你的开口赞美能够击败仇敌。
They walked around the city of Jericho, the walls of Jericho. On the seventh day, they gave a shout.
那些以色列人围着耶利哥城七天，第七天他们开口大喊。
The walls fell down.
耶利哥的城墙都倒塌。
Because they were so loud?
是因为他们太大声吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
But because there was praise in their mouths.
是因为他们口中充满赞美。
Jehoshaphat and the nation faced an army, a vast army. 2 Chronicles chapter 20.
历代志下二章。
Second Chronicles chapter 20.
历代志下二十章里面说约沙法和他的军国家的人面对大敌。
Right? Remember this story? Yeah.
记得这个故事吗？
And they pray, God, what are we going to do?
然后他们祷告说，神，那我们该怎么办？
It's an impossible situation.
这是一个不可能的环境。
And they wait on the Lord.
然后他们等待神。
And God gives them an answer.
神给他们回应。
When we wait on the Lord,
当我们等候神的时
候， God gives us an answer.
神就给我们回应。
If we are not willing to wait on the Lord, we will not get an answer from the Lord.
如果我们不愿意等候神，我们就得
不到回应。They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
那些等候耶和华的必重新得力。
They will mount up with wings as eagles.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
We will run and not be weary.
我们奔跑却不会疲倦。
We will walk and not faint.
我们行走不会晕倒。
And as they wait on the Lord, God gives an answer.
在神等候他们的时候，在他们等候神的时候，神就回应他们。
Tomorrow, go out.
明天出去。
You won't have to fight this battle.
你不需要去打这个仗。
And they go out.
然后他们出去。
Who goes at the front?
是谁走在前面？
All the mighty warriors with weapons.
是那些拿着兵器的勇士吗？
No.
不是。
Who goes in the front?
是谁走在前面？
To face the enemy.
来面对那些仇敌。
Before anything else.
在所有人之前。
People who are praising the Lord their God.
是那些赞美神的人。
Praise is powerful.
赞美是充满力量的。
And as they praised, God set an ambush against the enemy.
在他们赞美祷告的时候，神就派下伏兵击败他的仇敌。
If you need encouragement, you go back and read this story.
如果你需要鼓励的话，回去看这一章经文。
Where is it?
是在哪里？
What book?
哪一卷书？
Second Chronicles?
历代之下。
Which chapter? Thank you, Janina.
二十章。
Chapter 20.
二十章。
Go back and read that again.
回去可以读。
Their praise brought victory.
他们的赞美带来了胜利。
Paul and Silas are in prison.
保罗和希拉在监狱里。
It's midnight.
是在半夜。
They were stripped.
他们被鞭打。
They were severely beaten.
他们被毒打。
They were put in the inner prison.
他们被放在内室里关起来。
Their feet were put in stocks.
他们的脚被戴上脚铐。
Not just to keep them like chains.
不只是让他们被铁链关起来。
But the stocks were instruments of torture.
但那个脚铐是折磨酷刑的一部分。
Very often in Roman prisons, the stocks would spread the legs apart as wide as possible.
在罗马监狱里，那个脚铐会让人的腿尽可能的分开。
I cannot imagine how.Painful and excruciating.
很难想象是有多痛。
What are Paul and Silas going to do?
那保罗和希拉怎么做呢？
Here are their circumstances.
这是他们面对的环境。
The devil is there like a roaring lion.
仇敌仿佛吼叫的狮子。
Are they afraid?
他们害怕吗？
I don't think fear is the attack the enemy uses for them because the worst has already been done to them.
我觉得不可，他们魔鬼不是用恐惧来击怕他们，因为他们已经被毒打了。
What do you think the attack of the enemy was in that circumstance?
你觉得这个环境中魔鬼仇敌是怎么样攻击他们的？
It's the same attack you and I get sometimes.
也是我们有的时候会遇到的。
God, if you really loved me,
如果神啊，你真的爱我的话。
Why did you let this happen to me?
为什么你允许这个事发生在我身上？
God, you said you're powerful. You could stop anything. Why didn't you stop this?
神，那你有能力阻止任何事，为什么你不阻止这件事？
That's an attack of the enemy.
这也是仇敌的攻击。
And the lion is there, like a roaring lion to devour Paul and Silas.
就像吼叫的狮子要来吞噬保罗和希拉。
At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying. and singing hymns of praise to God.
在半夜，保罗和希拉祈祷歌颂神。
And the prisoners were listening to them.
囚犯们都听着。
What happens?
发生了什么呢？
An earthquake shook everything, and the doors opened, and the chains came loose.
发生了大地震，监门都打开了，囚犯的脚链都松了。
Come on. You think it was an earthquake that did that?
你觉得是地震让这些事发生的吗？
How amazing that that earthquake was so specific.
那这个地震有这么的具体，是不是很神奇？
Doors opened and chains fell off.
门正好打开了，脚链正好就断掉了。
That was an earthquake of praise.
这是赞美带来的地震。
Second Corinthians 10:44.
哥林多后书十章四节。
The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world.
因为我们作战所用的兵器不是属于这世界的。
On the contrary,
相反的。
They are divinely powerful to demolish strongholds.
它是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒。
Stop thinking of prayer and praise and the word of God as little things that we should do because we are Christians.
不要再觉得敬拜、祷告、赞美是我因为我是基督徒所以我才做的一些小事情。
And start seeing that prayer and praise and the word of God are mighty weapons that we hold up.
我们要将祷告、赞美还有神的话语视作我们属灵的征战的兵器。
And they will defeat the roaring lion.
他们可以击败吼叫的狮子。
Now, let's back up to the Old Testament.
让我们再回到旧约。
For just a few minutes, and then we're going to come to a conclusion today.
只看几分钟，我们就来总结。
There's a book in the Old Testament that I confess it's not one of my favorites.
旧约当中有一卷书，我要承认并不是我最爱的。
How many of you, your absolute favorite Old Testament book is the book of Job?
有谁旧约最爱约伯记？
Anybody? Nope.Didn't think so.
没有人喜欢。
Job chapter 1.
约伯记第一章。
Okay, stay with me for these last few minutes.
我们来看。
Here's this very unusual picture that God lets us see in heaven.
这是神让我们看到不寻常的一个画面。
And it is the sons of God that come before God.
是神的众子都来站在神面前。
And, As they come before him, who are the sons of God, by the way?
谁是神的众子呢？
They're the angels, right?
是天使。
They're the angels. Now look carefully at what it says.
然后我们来看他说了什么。
One day the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord.
有一天神的众子来侍立在耶和华面前。
And Satan also came with them.
撒旦也来到他们中间。
Satan is no longer a son of God, right?
撒旦已经不再是神的孩子了。
Mm-hmm.Verse 7,
第七节
The Lord asked Satan, where have you come from?
耶和华问撒旦你从哪里来
Time out. Why does God ask him this?
为什么神会问他这个呢
Is he trying to get information from Satan?
神是要从他那里获得什么信息吗
No, he's God.
因为他是神他都知道
He knows where Satan has been.
他知道撒旦去了哪儿
He knows what Satan is doing.
他知道撒旦做什么
Why does he ask Satan?
为什么他还要问撒旦
He asks Satan for you and for me to see something.
他是为了让我们看见一些事。
Mm-hmm. What is the answer of Satan?
撒旦说什么？
God says, where have you come from?
神说你去哪儿了？
From roaming through the earth, Satan answered him, and walking around on it.
撒旦回答耶和华说，我在地上徘徊，走来走去。
Now, the same thing happens in the second chapter, Job chapter 2.
在约伯记第二章又发生了同样的事。
Look at Satan's answer.
再看撒旦的回答。
Are you ready?
准备好了吗
？Look at 1 Peter 5:8-9, and put both of these together.
然后再来看彼得前书五章八到九节，把这两段经文加在一起看。
I don't know if you've seen this before or noticed this before.
不知道大家以前注意过没有
？Peter says, "Be self-controlled and alert."
你们要谨守警醒。
Your enemy, the devil.Prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
你们的仇敌魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子走来走去，寻找可吞吃的人。
What was the devil doing as he was going to and fro across the earth?
魔鬼在地上走来走去干什么呢？
He was looking for someone to devour.
他是在寻找那些他可以吞吃的人。
You go to Job chapter 2, same thing again.
你在约伯记第二章看到同样的事。
And God says again, Satan, where did you come from?
神又问他，你从哪里来？
And Satan again says, from roaming through the earth and walking around on it.
撒旦又说，我在地上徘徊，走来走去。
He doesn't say, I'm looking for someone to devour.
他没说我要寻找可吞吃的人。
But Peter tells us why he's roaming the earth.
但是彼得告诉我们他为什么要在地上徘徊。
If the enemy did that then,
如果仇敌在以前是这样做的，
the enemy does that now.
他现在也还会这样做。
He has not changed his tactics.
他自己的技术方法是没有变的。
So you got to be aware.
所以我们必须要警醒。
And so Peter says,
保罗说，彼得说，
Be self-controlled and alert.
要警醒警守。
Resist him standing firm in the faith.
要用以坚强的信心抵挡他。
The enemy is going around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour.
仇敌魔鬼像吼叫的狮子寻找可吞吃的人。
Some of you this morning, the enemy is trying to devour through fear.
今天早上仇敌可能想要借着恐惧来吞吃你。
Through doubt.
借着疑惑。
Through lies,
借着谎言
through anger,
借着愤怒
through discouragement,
借着挫败
through circumstances that are like a storm around you,
借着像风暴一样的环境
He's going to devour you,
他想要吞吃你
What are you going to do?
你来做什么呢
You must be self-controlled and alert.
你一定要警醒谨守。
You must resist him.
你一定要来抵挡他。
But I'm so weak. I'm a baby Christian. I don't know very much.
但是我很软弱，我是一个不成熟的基督徒，我不知道很多事情。
God gives you weapons to defeat the roaring lion.
但神已经给你抵挡魔鬼的武器了。
He cannot devour you.Unless you let him.
仇敌是不能够吞吃你的，除非你允许他。
I can pray for you.
我可以为你们祷告。
And I am praying for you.
我也在为你们祷告。
I can bring the word of God to you. And I am bringing the word of God to you.
我可以把神的话语带给你们。
But I cannot make you be self-controlled.
但我没有办法让你变得谨守。
I cannot make you alert.
我不能够让你保持警醒。
I cannot make you resist him.
我不能强迫你去抵挡魔鬼。
Those are the weapons that you have to pick up and use.
这些是需要你自己拿起来征战的。
And God gives them to you in your hands.
神把这些武器放在你的手中。
That you might defeat the enemy.
所以你可以自己击挡仇敌。
Next week, we're going to look at these very specific things.
下一周我们还会看更具体的例子。
But let me give you two more verses and then we stop.
然后我再给大家两节经文，我们就停下来。
How many of you have memorized 1 Peter 5, 8 and 9 in the past?
有谁以前背过彼得前书五章八到九节的？
Thank you, Eileen. So have I.
我和艾琳都背过。
I encourage you to bring verse 7.With verses 8 and 9.
鼓励大家第七节到第九节都来看。
Cast your anxiety on him, for he cares for you.
你们要把一切忧虑卸给神，因他顾念你们。
The devil says God doesn't care about you. If he did, this wouldn't have happened to you.
魔鬼会说神不在乎你，如果他在乎的话，他就不会让这些发生在你身上。
Lie.
这是谎言。
And so Peter says,Cast your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
彼得说的是，你把忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你。
Be self-controlled and alert.
要谨守警醒。
Resist him.
抵挡他。
Now we're going to come back to this next week, but we're going to stop this morning. Last verse, ready?
还有最后一节经文。
James 4, chapter 7.
雅各书四章七节。
Chapter 4, verse 7.
雅各书四章七节
Submit yourselves to God.
你们应当顺服神
Ready? Let's read it together.
我们一起读。
Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
你们当顺服神，抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必逃避你们。
I like that.
我喜欢这节经文。
But not just because I like it, it's the truth.
是因为它是真理。
And Peter says, resist him.
彼得说你要抵挡他。
Now you're roaring, that's okay, God's with me.
他在吼叫，但没关系，神与我同在。
I'm thinking that God doesn't love me, but God, you do love me.
我可能觉得神不爱我，但是事实是神爱我。
God, you do care for me.
神也在意我。
God, you have given me weapons.
神，你赐给了我属灵的武器。
Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
在我们里面的比在这个世界上的都大。
The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's works.
神的派他的孩子来到这个世界上就是要击败仇敌。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
我借着赐给我力量的凡事都能做。
I am more than conquerors in him.
我在凡事上都已经得胜有余了。
And then you can just keep on going.
然后还有很多这样的经文。
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I invite you to stand. Let's close in prayer this morning.
我们一起来祷告。
Now there's more here, but we've got enough to resist the devil as he's roaming to and fro trying to devour you.
我们已经知道有足够多的属灵的武器了。
Grab your weapons.
拿起你的武器。
Thanksgiving.
感恩。
Praise.
赞美。
The word of God.
神的话语。
Lord, we thank you this morning.
主啊，我们感谢你。
For you are greater than the one who's in the world.
因为你比这个世界上的更大。
We praise you this morning.
我们感谢你。
For you will never leave us nor forsake us.
因为你从不撇弃我们，也不丢下我们。
We thank you, Jesus, this morning.
我们感谢你，耶稣。
For you have crushed the head of the serpent.
因为你已经击碎了仇敌的头。
We thank you, O Jesus.
我们感谢你，耶稣。
You defeated death and devil and hell on the cross.
因为你已经胜过了死亡、地狱，在十字架上。
We thank you that in you we are more than conquerors.
我们感谢你，因为我们在你里面已经得胜有余。
Lord, we will be self-controlled and we will be alert.
主啊，我们要保持警醒，保持谨守。
And we will resist the enemy.
我们会来抵挡魔鬼。
And he will flee.
他会逃避我们。
Help us this week, we pray.
求你帮助我们。
To take up the weapons that you give us.
帮助我们拿起你赐的属灵武器。
Whenever we need to.
不管我们在任何时候需要的时候。
And we will use the weapons you give us.
帮助我们用这些武器来征战。
And in you we shall overcome.
在你里面我们能够得胜。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless. God bless you. Welcome to Lighthouse.
上帝祝福大家。
Hang in there.